From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. A Virgin Galactic tourist spaceship exploded during a test flight today over California's Mojave Desert. Stuart Witt, chief executive of the Mojave Air Force Spaceport, says two pilots were aboard the spacecraft.
We do know that one of the crew members was met by emergency responders, treated on the scene and transported to Antelope Valley Hospital. We also know that we had one fatality.
The incident apparently took place after the so-called Spaceship Two had been dropped from its mothership and fired its rocket motor. The mishap comes less than a week after an unmanned rocket delivering supplies to the International Space Station exploded. A former Florida A&M band member is facing up to 22 years in prison for his conviction in a 2011 hazing death. As NPR's Greg Allen reports, prosecutors argued that 27-year-old Dante Martin was a ringleader in the ritual beating.
It was in 2011 after a football game in Orlando. 26-year-old Robert Champion took part in a band tradition called Crossing Bus C. He pushed his way from the front to the back of the bus, past band members who punched, kicked, and struck him with straps and drum mallets. Afterwards, Champion collapsed, and paramedics were unable to revive him. He died of internal bleeding. The prosecutor said, as president of C-Bus, Dante Martin was in a leadership position and helped direct the hazing. Martin's lawyers argued it was something Champion participated in willingly and was more like an athletic competition. The jury disagreed and found Martin guilty of hazing and manslaughter, a charge that carries a maximum 15-year sentence. Greg Allen, NPR News.
More tragedy for a grieving community in western Washington state. Another student wounded in last week's high school shootings in Marysville has died of her injuries, raising to four the number of lives lost in the tragedy. Two other students remain hospitalized. The motive of the shooter, who took his own life, remains unclear. A United Nations panel says foreign fighters are joining terror groups in unprecedented numbers. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, an estimated 15,000 people have traveled to Syria and Iraq alone to fight.
The UN has a special panel of experts that's been monitoring al-Qaeda and the Taliban for years. That group sent a report to the Security Council this week that said, among other things, men and women from more than 80 countries have joined forces with terrorist groups in Syria and Iraq. The panel's chief concern? That this new wave of foreign fighters could end up forming the core of a terrorist threat that will plague the world for years to come. The UN group said that the so-called Islamic State's social media campaign has been very effective, but it's unclear whether the Islamic State will succeed in eclipsing al-Qaeda. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News. A federal judge in Mexico has ordered the immediate release of a U.S. Marine who was jailed 8 months ago for crossing the border with loaded guns. Marine Sergeant Andrew Tamorisi says he ended up in Tijuana after taking a wrong turn off a California freeway. He was freed on psychological grounds. Tamorisi is an Afghan war veteran who's been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. In the cutthroat world of college football, the University of Michigan's athletic director, Dave Brandon, has resigned. As Michigan Radio's Kate Wells reports, Brandon's departure came amid controversy over his recent decision to keep a seriously injured player on the field.
Fans watched in horror during a Minnesota game this fall as Michigan's coaches left second-string quarterback Shane Morris into play even after he was hit in the head and clearly struggling to walk. It immediately became national news, and now Michigan's president, Mark Schlissel, says he has accepted Brandon's resignation.
The injury that happened to Shane a number of weeks ago, was extremely unfortunate. Football is a very rough, it's an aggressive, it's a violent game in many ways. We learned from that incident. We're reviewing our procedures.
This all comes during a national effort to reduce concussions among student athletes. For NPR News, I'm Kate Wells.
Superheroes, ghosts, and zombies were joined by marchers in fake hazmat suits in this year's Halloween parade in New York's Greenwich Village, which draws thousands each year. One marcher says she sympathizes with Ebola victims and chose her hazmat garb to raise awareness. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, in Washington.